You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Doing in there, but out here there are pizzas, there's beer, there's TV, we're out in the sunshine, so I don't know what you guys are up to, but we're winning out here.
We are none of the above. No pizza, yeah, no beer, pizza, no sunshine. Beers.
You know the TVs here we're rarely work, so we're 0 for 3.
Yes. Yeah.
I've never seen more TVs in a spot in my entire life. So Slee is mad at us because we kind of wanted to see his team go down. Does that make us bad guys?
They're not good people, guys.
Yeah, no, it'd be funny. That does make you bad guys.
It'd be funny, though. I'm all for the bit. Yeah. You know, seeing Slee devastated is
funny. You're all
about
the bit, Mace.
Yeah,
they're not good friends.
You're
not
all
good
about
friends.
The bit.
Yeah, all for about the bit.
Let me ask you guys something. Do you know anybody that ran Kentucky into the Final Four?
No.
John Ireland.
Yes. John Ireland.
Oh, wow. I have it.
Yeah.
You did too?
I had to pick a squirrel team. I said, well, let's go. They got NBA players. Let's put Kentucky in there. Done.
They literally already had their minds in the NBA.
Figuratively and literally.
The problem with those Kentucky teams, and now he's gone out, I think, four of the last 5 years in the first round, is that those guys are there just for a cup of coffee. They're on their way to the NBA. Why do they care about the NCAA tournament? It's like
they don't.
They don't. Exactly.
Yeah. They don't. This is what he's like. You said, what'd you say, Mace? Four out of the last five.
Four of the last five.
I don't know any of the guys' names on Kentucky, but I know that three of those, or four of those, or 10 of those guys are going to wind up in the NBA at some point in their lives. It's inexplicable, and this is why college basketball is kind of turned the corner into what it is right now, that all of this stuff is wide open, that Oakland has got a 24-year-old guy that's transferred and is knocking down 10 threes to knock out a bunch of NBA guys. Nobody knows anything.
And it's just one game. You know, all you have to do is just have one good game, and it doesn't matter what seed you are.
Well, apparently, at the last All-Star game, there were 24 players combined on both All-Star teams, and seven of them were from Kentucky.
Yeah.
There you go. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean,
there you go.
So is Morales putting away pizzas?
I did. I'm on my fourth right now.
Fourth pizza. Congratulations.
Did you cheat yesterday?
No, I did not cheat. No, but
Greg.
I do want to. No, this is what we're going to bring up, Mace.
Okay.
I reviewed the tape last night.
Okay.
A lot of people did.
Greg cheated.
How?
In the pie eating contest?
Pie eating contest. Your description, your instructions.
Now, no hands.
I didn't have to go to my knees. I went down because I thought that'd make it easier. It didn't. You guys were right to come on top.
Yes.
That's why I got so much cream on my face.
But
you said hands behind your back.
You did not.
No,
you said
didn't.
No hands.
Yeah,
the
the only thing I actually have the text. Mason said pie eating contest, no hands.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Does it not say?
That's it.
My text says
Greg
hands behind back.
Followed the protocol. Greg won.
Yep. Well, then this is a violation on you, Mace.
What? What?
No
wait
hands.
A minute. I didn't.
That was it.
What violation?
Greg,
I've already lost the contest.
The back.
How else can? What other violation can I commit? I
Mace,
lost.
Do you cheat on your taxes too?
Yeah.
No, but Greg. Greg then would now be considered the winner, and you win, Mace.
No, because Greg, there was no rule about putting your hands on your thighs, which is what Greg did.
That's what Mace texted me. Mace texted me hands behind the back. That's why him and I had our
did
hands
I
behind our back.
Did I text you that?
I need to see evidence
yes.
of that text. I have a text from Mason, and it simply
I
said no hands.
Too.
I showed it to you this morning.
No hands. It was always no hands. See, a text to you saying hands behind your back is not text to me hands behind your back.
So now Mace is at fault here.
Yeah.
Two different versions of instructions. One behind the back, one just no hands.
Yeah, I got no hands.
Different.
The rules as explained to me were no hands.
Right. And the text Morales did say hands behind your back. But I think Bergman, I yield.
Well, Bergman was a big
Bergman
winner yesterday
impressive.
Because he won the pie eating contest, and then he smoked me last night in pickleball.
Oh, did he?
I was just going to ask.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That good.
It was not close.
Well,
really?
John, Ireland, I keep thinking in my head, you and Lisa are going to do damage.
To be fair, John,
Nancy beat you. I was just there.
Well, okay, so Nancy, one of our friends, is played tennis at
She's
San
like pro.
Yeah, at San Diego State, I think, too, by the way. Or she might have gone to UCI. I can't remember. And so she's a really good player, though. And so she played with Greg, and I played with Lisa. And we played four games, and Lisa and I only won one.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you think, Bergman,
we're in huge trouble.
How were Ireland and Lisa together?
They were good. They hit the ball very well. They kind of started running up to stop right before the kitchen. Ireland was playing really well. Lisa's good, too.
What was the name of your partner, Greg?
Nancy.
Nancy. So, Ireland. Greg was telling me this morning that you guys kept hitting the ball at Nancy instead of at Greg. Why not make Greg make the plays?
It was shocking. It was shocking.
No, well, here's the thing, if I'm being dead honest.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get the ball over the net. I wasn't targeting.
You had no control over
I wasn't targeting Greg or Nancy. Yeah. I was like, I hit a bunch into the net. Both Greg and I both did, but Greg, I think I had more unforced errors than you. So I was just trying to put it in play. And Nancy's a human backboard. She just returns everything.
A human backboard.
It was insane. There was legitimately, I stood there multiple times being like, all right, it's between Lisa, Nancy, Lisa, Nancy, Lisa, Nancy.
You and John should have gone to get a beer. While
well, we did after.
Yeah.
Yeah. it was not
so who's
close.
The favorites now?
Yeah, who are the
favorites? Greg, who's your partner?
Is that the favorite?
Clinton
Yates.
Oh, that'll be a good team.
CY's good. I played with
CY. By the way,
CY's
birthday today. Happy birthday,
CY. Yeah, happy birthday, CY.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. Trav questions whether or not he's good.
I've never seen him play pickleball. I played with Clinton. Balls at shortstop.
I actually played pickleball with Clinton. Clinton's really good. He's got a tennis background. He was really good.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right. My sense is Trudell takes this stuff pretty seriously. Yeah. Who's his partner?
There you go.
Trudell is with
McManaman.
McManaman.
McManaman's got a flight.
Okay. So, but here's the thing. I just looked.
That's the runaway favorite.
60% chance of rain. So if it rains, it becomes a drinking contest. And then I pick Travis.
Wait a minute. It's a 40% chance of no rain.
Yeah. But then if
everybody just stops.
If
stop
it
with
switches,
the rain stuff, rain or shine tomorrow.
Well, no, we can't play if it's raining. But if it is raining, I have a feeling.
Well, some of us will be.
All right, well,
John, I'm with you. If this turns into a handicapped with whoever can drink the most Michelob Ultra,
right, then you
whatever
win.
We have out there,
so,
then I am the pick in
I asked Nancy, I said, what happened last night? I said, what happens if we just play in the rain? And she goes, it's the worst idea ever. Dr. Clapper would be backed up for 2 years. She said you would slide all over the courts. So, Trav, there's a chance.
Was
you
yesterday
could,
the first time you'd played?
In a year, yeah. Well, I mean, I played a couple weeks ago, but that, yeah, in a long time.
By the way, it's light rain.
Right, but if the courts are
just
wet,
light.
If the courts are wet, we're drinking.
We are.
Well, we're drinking.
We have a whole staff of people that will be wiping down the courts if there's rain.
Yeah,
we're going
to
be good.
Listen to Chris.
We're going
to
wear cleats.
Chris is like the umpire that says, oh, the heavy stuff's not coming down for an hour or so.
Hey, Graham,
guys,
get
this radio station is only on the air
wipe
now.
Wipe off the court.
It's going to be like the guys that mop the
sweat off. The radio station is only on the air to make revenue. That's our goal.
That's our goal.
We need to make revenue tomorrow.
Exactly.
So we're going to
big revenue day.
Well, we're showing up no matter what. So if it turns into, if it's raining, we'll just do a drinking contest.
And we have so,
then we drink.
And we have so many great partners that are involved, Morales.
Exactly, Mace. See, Mace taking the positive spin.
Yes.
That's what we like.
If this turns into a beer and you have to be a little careful on your feet, I'm going to dominate.
Yeah, I know.
Because
that's what I think.
Being quick and side to side.
I would put a little side. I put a little side bet on Travis just in case this turns into it switches from pickleball to a drinking contest. Because I think then Trav wins.
Oh, he definitely wins.
How do I get somebody to drive me home? Because if this is going to be where it's going to go,
well, Uber from Fountain Valley for you wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, but then I'll have my car there.
Tommy's driving me home, so he'll just take you. Well, maybe not. We're in a different direction. You just come to my house and dry out.
Yeah, we'll see.
The worst idea.
Exactly.
And like Mason says, there's a 40% chance that it won't rain.
Exactly.
So maybe, you know, maybe we get to play. We'll see.
We're playing.
Yeah, we're playing. We're doing it.
The big highlight for many is that Steve Mason's team, known as the Frenemies.
Yes.
It is Mace with producer Lindsay Baseball. Producer, since Corporate Greg's standing right here with us, producer Lindsay is filling in for Greg today.
Yeah, she's right here.
And this could be an amazing 3 hours of Lindsay and Mace back on the air together.
What do you expect?
I hope that there is some sort of Mace has flashbacks, like an old
war
victim coming back.
Yeah.
that all of a sudden he has flashbacks of the old days and just snaps and walks out of the studio.
Like Jerry West.
It was never that bad.
Don't bring that up. No, like that never happened.
You're making it sound like it's worse that trophy, than it was. Lindsay, things with us were never that bad.
Jerry never played golf. He never threw a golf club.
Did Mason ever walk out of the studio when you were producing our show? I don't remember that.
In fact, I had no idea that Mason was even like upset with me or anything because it was never brought up. It was just one day, hey.
You know why? It's because I've got one of those temperaments where everything just simmers.
Like I know.
It just simmers and
push it down.
Right,
yeah.
And I'm the opposite.
Don't
you know? I'm just like, whatever, word
simmer.
Vomit.
Yes.
If you guys start to go in a direction yesterday on the pickleball court, or tomorrow I should say, on the pickleball court, and it's not going well, will you turn on each other, like publicly?
Oh,
yes,
of course, yeah.
We absolutely will.
I mean, that's pretty much like
that. That was the whole point. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Good.
Fireworks.
Good. I just want to make sure that I'm not playing a match at that point so I can come see it.
Lindsay's the best pickleball player on that team, right?
Mason fell
off of his stationary bike, so he's
already injured. Yeah,
had a stationary bike accident.
Oh, by the way,
you should not do gummies when you're on a stationary bike.
How's your injury from the bike accident?
Although Lindsay dropped the TV on her head this week.
I'm actually okay. I'm good to play, but you should not. This is just public service. You should not have gummies before you go on your stationary bike. It becomes less stationary.
That seems self-explanatory. Yeah, did you not think of that beforehand?
Never thought of it.
I still have mild concussion
Surprised
symptoms.
Surprised there's not a sticker on
from
the side
TV
of the
hitting
yes.
you in the head.
Warning. Yeah. You don't have gummies on the stationary.
On paper,
you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to see you out at the Agape Pickleball Center tomorrow in Found Valley, rain or shine.
Yep. We're going to party no matter what.
We're going to party no matter what.
Thank you.
We mentioned it a minute ago.
Thank you to everybody out here hanging out
with us all day long. It's been a great day. Look forward to doing it again. All you good folks, too. Come on out to Pickleball tomorrow. Mason and Ireland's coming up next. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. That's what a hamburger's all about.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon.
Good.
So, what's going on, people? The NCAA tournament raging on. A big upset yesterday. Kentucky exits the tournament. Ireland, a Final Four team falls
out again. One of my Final Four teams always goes out early.
I have never had all four teams in the Final Four. Have you ever picked all four?
No. But I mean, I feel better about what I did than what Travis did. You see what Travis did?
No. What do you do?
Four number one seeds in the Final Four. No, four never make it.
No, never make it.
Yeah, he's just going chalk to save his ass. You got to take some chances.
Exactly. Take a run at it. So Linz is filling in today. Linz, you and I, let's just lay this out. So you and I have a little history.
I mean, I don't see why everyone, you know, they blow it up because that's what we do. It's
exactly.
Sports talk radio.
Never.
But like, I mean, we're friends. We text about each other's dogs and stuff. Like,
how is Chewy?
He's good. You know, he had like a neurological incident recently.
Right. How is he doing?
He's good now. He got diagnosed with IVDD, which a lot of dogs with really short legs have.
What is it?
So basically, if they jump off of things or they play too roughly, turn a wrong way,
right?
The discs in their back can like press up against their spinal cord.
And how does that manifest itself? Does he start limping?
Well, he just started like shaking and having like almost like seizures.
So that's how you knew to take him
in?
Yeah,
it was definitely like a neurological thing. Like he wasn't responding to things. So they said eventually, you know, if I have to be really careful with him. He can't jump on and off of any things. He needs a dog ramp.
What about stairs?
Yeah, he can't.
We've got dog stairs everywhere.
I'd never had them because everything was pretty low and I had like a bench to get on my bed, but they said that was even too high. So now I have to kind of like Chewy proof everything because one false move and he could be paralyzed and end up with like a dying wheelchair.
Damn. Oh, that's no good. How old is Chewy?
He's only four.
Only four.
So if Chewy has neurological issues, he's the perfect dog for this radio station.
He is.
Exactly.
I'm going to bring him to pickleball tomorrow, too.
Are you? Is he coming?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, he may be the star of the show. We'll see how that goes.
He very well could be. Very well could. You're invited to pickleball. No matter what the weather is, we're going to be out there. So definitely come out to the Agape Pickleball Center, Fountain Valley. It's going to be a great afternoon. All kinds of people involved, all kinds of partners involved. Brian, are you playing in this thing?
Yeah, me and DeAndre.
You and DeAndre. Have you practiced at all?
Never in my life.
Have you ever played?
I've never even hit a pickleball.
Oh, wow.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine, too. I used to play tennis. Like, you know,
the barrier of skill entry is very low on pickleball. Like, you don't have to play a lot to be okay enough.
I don't know about that.
Lynn, when was the last time you played?
I actually played, I thought it was last year at the tournament, but when I went to Charlotte to see my brother, he's in like a league. And I was like, oh, you play pickleball? I had no idea. And so I just kind of played like a little pickup game with him and his friends. And I was just like, oh, you guys are really good. I'm not.
Yeah. So here's a suggestion from Andrew, one of our listeners. Okay. With Mason falling off his bike and Lindsay hitting herself in the head with the TV, I didn't hit myself
in the head. It fell on me.
All right. They should change their name.
Yes.
From Frenemies to Injured Reserve.
Injured Reserve. What do you think? Very good name.
Yeah, that is
very
good name.
But we are playing, so I feel like we're just kind of like banged up, you know. What do they call that when people, you know, they're playing, but they're not 100%. We're like probable.
Probable.
Questionable, we're definitely both probable. Yeah.
Probable. Now, am I the only one that thinks Shohei Ohtani didn't have anything to do with this?
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
No. You're the only one at this
rate. I'm with you.
Wait a minute.
Brian, he knew nothing.
No, I don't think he knew nothing. But
Mason thinks he knew nothing.
I think this guy got into his bank account.
Now, keep in mind, Mason also thinks Pete Carroll knew nothing about Reggie Bush.
I'm going to send out a link to the 36-page NCAA report, which makes that conclusion.
True or false, you think Pete Carroll knew nothing about Reggie Bush?
Okay. That's what the
true or false, you think Shohei Ohtani knew nothing about Ipe?
I think it's very possible he didn't.
Okay. So if nothing else, you're consistent.
Well, you know what? You know what it is? I hope the best from people.
Yes, you do.
So in the case of Shohei, everybody's already reached some conclusion where he's out gambling on games left and right. I mean, I'm listening to this stuff, and it's totally unfair to reach those conclusions. It is very, very common for somebody to have access to your bank account. That does happen. If you're in a, you've had business managers, I've had business managers, people get cleaned out by their business managers. This guy had access to everything in Shohei's life. Is it not possible that Shohei knew nothing about this?
No.
Is it not possible?
No, I don't think it is possible. Here's what I read probably five
articles about this. Yeah, I've been just eating
this
stuff up.
Yeah. So tell me if you agree with the conclusion I've come to for now.
Okay.
With the facts we know now, and I know we're going to get new facts all the time.
Yes.
Based on how everything went down, I now think that the story that Ipe told ESPN was the true story. That he was the one gambling. Shohei was not.
Right.
He went to Shohei and said, I'm $4 million in the hole. Shohei said, I'll bail you out. And Shohei was sitting next to him when he did those wire transfers. Then when Shohei got lawyered up, they said, hold on, you just implicated him. He's not allowed to send money to an illegal bookmaker.
Right.
That implicates Shohei and puts him in legal jeopardy.
By the way, beyond that, if Shohei sent those wires, he's committed a crime.
Correct. So then I think they came out and they said, in order to inoculate Shohei from any legal problems, the story has to be that Shohei knew nothing.
Okay. So here's...
So then they flipped the story. They said, Shohei knows nothing. The lawyers are thinking, there's no way to prove otherwise. Now our client is inoculated.
Okay. So here's the way I think it went down. Yeah, and this is, again, this is my theory. My theory is that this guy did it, okay? This guy had access to Ohtani's accounts and whatever and wired money without Shohei knowing. Then the guy apologized, said he had a big gambling problem. They start doing this story, and Ohtani decides, I'm going to cover for my friend. He got in trouble. I'm going to cover for him.
And so then, in this world, in this story of yours, Shohei didn't know that his friend was gambling his money. But when he found out, he said, okay, I'm going to protect him.
I'm going to protect him.
Okay.
And then the Dodgers said, and baseball or whoever said,
or the lawyers.
Oh, no, you're not.
Because it implicates you.
We're going to stick this entirely on him.
Right. Now, Lindsay, what do you think?
I think it's very hard to believe that he, like what Mason's point of view. Because nowadays, it was an international wire transfer for $500,000, two of them.
Well, and now we hear there were 6 to 8 of them.
Right. So I was saying, when I had to send money, like if you do it via bank transfer, it's not just like, you know, I'm sending you on Cash App or Venmo. They make you verify everything. They have like biometric IDs.
Yeah, it just happened to us because we've been dealing with this house we're doing in Idaho. And we had two people call Lisa and I and said, we need to verify this from both of you because both of your names are on the account.
You probably had to like show your ID and like do the thing where you hold up your ID next to your face, stuff like that. So I think he definitely sent the money himself. I don't think that you're going to be able to send $500,000 without Shohei knowing.
Okay,
I think
so
that's crazy.
Let me break from my story, take your thesis.
Okay.
Shohei Ohtani's getting suspended.
If I'm right.
If you're right, he's getting suspended.
But not if you're right.
If he knew about it and he wired that money, he's getting suspended for some amount of time.
Yeah.
He's sending money to an illegal bookmaker. But if that is if that's what he did, he's in trouble.
Even if it can be proven what I said, that he had nothing to do with the bets,
Still wired money to an illegal bookmaker that's under investigation by the feds.
To help his friend.
I mean, you don't think that's a suspension automatically?
I don't think it's automatic, no. I think he could be in some legal jeopardy, but it's up to baseball. It's a commissioner whether or not to suspend him. So, like, for example, David Stern was pro-suspension. He would suspend guys at the drop of a hat. I remember one year, Kobe kicked his legs. We were playing a game in Milwaukee. Kobe kicked his legs out, and it was the second time that season they did it, trying to draw a foul.
Right.
And David Stern suspended him for the next game at Madison Square Garden. All those fans had bought tickets. Adam Silver would never do that. Adam Silver would fine him.
Yeah.
So I don't know what side of the fence Rob Manfred will fall on. If he believes, let's say Rob Manfred believes your version of events.
That this guy got into his account, sent the money, Shohei didn't know about it.
But then covered for him.
And then covered for him.
I think he fines him, but I don't think he suspends him.
If Shohei made that wire transfer, or any number of them, to this gambling syndicate guy, I think Shohei's getting suspended.
Somebody here, we got a bunch of good tweets. All right, here's somebody.
Yeah, I know. People are all over.
Well, here's somebody that
backs
you
okay.
and your original theory. Joel, you guys are forgetting about Tim Duncan's case. He lost $20 million through a financial advisor. Of course, people who have access to your bank accounts can easily steal from you. All right, so that's one
version. Do you know this Tim Duncan story?
I don't, but it's just from Joel. But I know a lot of people that have been ripped off by their business manager.
By their business manager, absolutely.
I mean, that'd have been a Kareem.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to do that now, again, with like every...
Well, to your point.
The identity theft and everything. They're so strict about sending money these days.
Okay, so this backs up Lindsay's point from Mario. Shohei absolutely knew, and Ipe did not steal his money because Shohei would get bank alerts for a transfer large.
There's no way he didn't know about it.
But if Ipe is running, or is it Ipe? I don't know how you pronounce
Ipe,
it.
Ipe, I think, yeah.
If it's Ipe, I don't know. Maybe he's running everything, holding his phone,
totally
getting the
could.
Alerts.
Well,
you know?
It's not, you know what? I didn't even think about this, but Ipe... for years has now been in every single meeting Shohei has had, whether it's scouting reports or contract negotiations anything, Ipe is there.
And part of why I don't believe your theory is that if you're that close to somebody, if you're with them all the time, they're going to know. Like, I don't think Lisa could move that kind of money without me knowing and not tell me. Maybe she could. Maybe Juan could to you.
Juan could definitely.
Because you
do
and
it.
I are definitely not handling the money in our respective relationships.
Nope, not my department.
But to Lindsay's point, this is so much money.
Yep.
that I think I believe my version of the story, which is Shohei didn't bet. I think Ipe bet, but Shohei, when he found out his friend was in trouble, Ipe said, "I got to pay this guy. I got to pay this bookmaker." Shohei sat down with him and said, "Okay, let's pay him." And then when his lawyers and the Dodgers and Major League Baseball got involved in it, why would Ipe concoct that 90-minute story to ESPN that makes him look terrible if it wasn't true?
He's taking the fall.
Well, I have a question about that.
Is he taking the fall for Shohei?
Right. But why go into that? Why even agree to sit down with ESPN and incriminate yourself if it? I understand he's taking the fall, but why give that much detail if it wasn't true?
Well, was the interview scheduled before they found this out and they reached?
No, what happened was
there were several people working on the story, okay, and it got close to being printed, and Ipe followed the Mason and Ireland edict. If I don't tell my story, somebody's
right,
going to
so
tell
was
it
getting out
for
in front
me.
Of it.
Right, right, trying to get out in front of it.
So my question is, if Shohei had nothing to do with this and he was just trying to help out his friend, why even bring up the gambling part? Why wouldn't you just be like, oh, he was in trouble, I didn't ask the details, I didn't know what it was?
Well, it's hard because it came right from his account.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why can't you not implicate Shohei by saying, I told him I was in trouble, I told him I needed this money. Like, Shohei doesn't know this guy's name and that he's a gambling boss or whatever. You know, he could just say, I was helping out my friend,
could
he needed
the
money.
Could be just some blind, right, that's the other thing. He didn't necessarily know he was wiring money wasn't necessarily to an illegal bookmaker. You wouldn't necessarily know if you were sending a wire to some guy named Michael Bowers.
Yeah.
You didn't necessarily know you were funding something that was an illegal bookmaking operation.
All right,
but
here's
some
good info.
Why wouldn't you just say that then in the first place?
Yeah, here's some good info from Robert Wilkins. Thank you, Robert. He said that Ken Rosenthal and Annie McCullough dropped an article last night, and this is exactly what we're talking about. He's in the article. This is McCullough and Rosenthal. It says, if Ohtani was simply paying off Mizuhara's debts to an illegal bookmaker, he might have broken federal law, but would reside more in a gray area in regard to baseball. Even if subsequent federal investigations determine he placed bets with an illegal bookie, league precedent suggests he would only receive a fine. In 2015, the league fined Marlins pitcher Jared Cozart an undisclosed amount for determining he made illegal sports bets. But because the league found Cozart did not bet on baseball, that was the extent of his penalty.
So he got just a fine.
Right. So that's what I think baseball will do. If either your version or my version is right.
Yeah. If my version is right, I don't think they do anything.
They'll fine him.
Yeah.
Just so they can say, okay, we did something.
Yeah. Even if Ipe got into his account and sent the money himself?
Yeah. It's the old, you should have known.
Hmm.
They can't do nothing. You don't think they can do nothing, do you?
Why can't he just dispute it on his bank?
Well, Ipe is going to be in trouble. He made illegal bets through an illegal bookmaker.
Yeah, but, okay, and not to be cold here, but we don't really care about Ipe. I mean, I don't want to see anybody go to jail, but
right.
he's got to face some music now. All we care about, the reason this is a big story to us,
is because we want the Dodgers to win the World Series,
correct,
with Shohei Ohtani.
And very selfishly, I don't want to see Shohei off the field. I want to see him play. I'm really excited about that.
Actually, that's an interesting point. Major League Baseball would not want to see Shohei off the field.
Correct.
Like, Rob Manfred will go out of his way to make sure Ohtani is still available, eligible, isn't suspended, and can play every day. All right, tell you, coming up next for you, we'll continue with this. Plus, I think Pepe and Michael are coming in today. Is today Pepe's potpourri of lies?
It is, and he claims he has a surprise. This is winding down because as soon as the Lakers season ends, which could be
shortly
in 3 weeks or it could be in 3 months,
right?
But we lose Pepe and Michael till the start of the next season.
That is right. That is right.
So we've got to milk Pepe's potpourri of lies as many times
while
as
we can. Exactly. Yeah. Also coming up, have you heard about the Free the Tea movement, John?
Free the tea.
I'll explain it coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Oh,
ZipRecruiter.
Time to talk about ZipRecruiter. I love ZipRecruiter. My buddy Ian Siegel puts it this way. He invented ZipRecruiter. He says, they don't leave anything to chance. And here's what he's talking about. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology. So if you're hiring, if you're in the marketplace looking for people to work for your business, normally that can take up to 11 weeks. But with ZipRecruiter, you can get a quality candidate in one day. As a matter of fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 24 hours. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. You can go to this website and you can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. That's the website to go to if you are hiring. If you're looking for a job, you can go there too. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. You go there, you post your job for free, see the results right away. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, John, you're a big golfer.
Yes.
And I was reading about this movement called Free the Tee. And apparently what's going on is that, and I when I go and hack around, I always go to Rancho Park. Apparently now people are buying up tee times and then reselling them to other people.
So it's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
But your facts are correct.
Yes, thank
you. So what happens is all these tee times, are you go online to get them.
Yes.
So somebody has come up with, not surprisingly, an algorithm, a bot, that the second those tee times become available, the bot takes them all up. And then who's ever running this bot goes in and then sells those tee times to other people for more money than they would have had to pay. It's basically, think of tickets to a concert.
It's like it's the StubHub of tee times.
Right. And this is a big story. All the news channels are doing stories on it. If I were the city, and these are all city-owned golf courses,
right,
I would shut this down.
Well, how can you not? I mean, it's got to be illegal in some way, doesn't it?
I don't know if it's
illegal.
You're
stealing up everybody's tee times, then you're reselling them?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have a third market or a second market for tee times?
I don't know, but somebody has created it. And if I were the city, I would just go to a different computerized system that can't be hacked the way this one was. Because think about it this way. Most people can't afford to join a country club.
Correct.
And
so they play at city courses.
Right. And the prime times at city courses are in the morning. Because the longer the day goes on, the longer it takes to play. The course gets backed up. If you tee off at noon at Rancho Park, you're probably not getting done until 5:30 or 6.
Right.
If you tee off at 7 in the morning at Rancho Park, you're done by 11.
Yeah.
So it means something. It's time. And I think like we pay taxes to play on these city courses.
Right. We're paying for them.
Right. So I think it's wrong that somebody is able to usurp these tee times and then sell them for more money.
So
than
whose
they
job
cost.
Is this? Is this Karen Bass?
Well, the city.
Is this on her doorstep, Karen Bass? Another problem with Karen Bass.
Why don't they just go back to like the old school calling to make tee times?
They could, but then they'd have to hire more people to work the phones.
Well, I don't know. It seems the fair thing to do.
How many tee times are there a day? 20?
Thousands.
30? Oh, thousands?
Yeah.
No, let's
say around
Rancho
the city?
Park.
Rancho Park. Well, every 7 minutes, starting at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
So, what's that in 60? So nine in an hour.
You have 9 in an hour.
And then
she's
how many?
Doing the math. I can actually hear the noise of math.
Yeah, and
being
so let's say you can tee off for 8 hours.
8 hours.
So about 70 a day.
70 a day. There you go. Just answer the damn phones.
Is that only a problem around here?
Well, I
somebody must be running this scam elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I've only heard of it being around here, but I'm sure other people have tried it before. And I think those tee times should be available to whatever they cost to the general public without letting a bot take them all up.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I were the city,
I'm for that.
So the question we're asking is, should city officials get involved? And the answer to that question is yes.
Regulation.
Yeah. They need to
get in this area. Yes.
They need to get in front of it.
Mayor Bass, this is on your watch.
Or I think there was just one story I saw on Channel 7 was they have a meeting, a city council meeting like every week.
Yes.
And somebody came to the city council meeting and said, You people need to fix this,
right?
And the council agreed. So
agreed. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's going to get corrected.
Okay. Good. Good.
But yeah, it's not okay.
And by the way, I've got these big sort of tree branch. You know how the roots go under the road, and then the road gets really. I've got some of that too. So Mayor Bass, it's on your watch.
So there used to be this city councilman named Tom LaBonge.
Yeah, I remember Tom LaBonge.
He passed away.
But, yeah.
Somebody had told me years ago that if you ever have potholes.
Yep.
That Tom LaBonge is the one to call.
Yep.
So I literally Googled his office number, called him, and nobody answered, but there was a machine. I said, hey, Tom, I didn't even use my last name. I said, hey, Tom, my name's John. I live at, gave him my address.
Yep.
I go, my street is covered with potholes. I was told you might be able to do something about it. Here's my number if you have time to call me back.
Yep.
I went and did a show with you at some point during the show. The guy left me a message, and it was from LaBonge himself. He goes, John, just wanted to let you know I got your call, and the workers are going to be out at your house on Friday. And it was fixed in
Seriously?
3 days. Yeah, but I don't know if there is a Tom LaBonge anymore.
I've been complaining
proactive.
I've been complaining to Tracy Park, my council person, for the last 2 years, and I can't get a phone call back from her.
Yeah, well, so we need a new Tom LaBonge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy was great.
Yeah. No, that's the way council people should be. Yeah. So the tee time thing, I assume it's going to work out.
I hope so.
It's going to work
out. Yeah, because that's ridiculous if people can't get tee times because some bot is taking them all up and then tripling the price on them.
Okay. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Pickleball Madness at Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Park. We want to see
Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley, Fountain Park, Fountain Valley.
No, it's Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley.
Somebody should write this stuff down for me. Anyway, we'll be there tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. Rain or shine, we're there and we're playing.
Yeah, we should point it out. If you wake up in the morning and it's raining, we're going no matter what.
Yeah, no matter what.
We're all going to be there no matter what the rain's doing.
Go time. It's happening. All right, and Michael Thompson's going to join us coming up. We'll spin the wheel of questions. Hey, I talk on Fridays, the L.A. County Department of Mental Health gives me a chance to talk a little bit more about people and their mental health journeys. So since I've been doing these endorsements with the L.A. County Department of Mental Health, I have heard from so many people who DM me and say, this is what's going on for me, and this is what's happening right now. And I think that's an important lesson. Now, you don't have to reach out to me, but you should if you're having trouble with any kind of emotional issues. You're overwhelmed, or you're depressed, or you're having trouble with your relationship or at work, or you've got anxiety. You got to find somebody to talk to. If it's DMing me, so be it. But here's a better option. The 24/7 helpline that is offered by the LA County Department of Mental Health. Don't be afraid to use the number for free emotional support, service referrals, crisis counseling, or just somebody to talk to. 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there for you with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Here we go. It is Lindsay Fulton's wheel today. Lindsay, what do we got? Oh, Michael Thompson is here.
He wants to hear my question.
MT in the house.
All right, Michael making his way in. Lakers Sixers tonight at Crypto.
In the Bahamas sweatshirt.
One of my Fit Five that I can wear every day.
All right, Lindsay, what do you got?
All right, so my question for you guys is inspired by an article I found today online when I was doing some show prep.
Okay.
And it is being liked more important than being good at your job?
Hmm. Is being liked more important than being good at your job?
I would say no, because if you're bad at your job, you're getting fired.
I don't know. I feel like if someone like adores you and you're still really good at your job, you know, they could be like, well, he's such a great guy. We could train him up, teach him up.
Don't these things kind of go hand in hand? Like, isn't part of being good at your job being liked?
Nope. Ask Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan
ask Bill Belichick. Sure. There are guys like that.
Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe was just tough as hell. Like, Kobe and Fish used to tell me they were good cop, bad cop.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kobe would walk in and go, what the F are you MFers doing? You're killing us. And he would yell at everybody and then walk out, and Fisher would go, here's what he means.
Right, right.
You know, and you would do it that way. And
is being liked more important than being good at your job?
No, I think it's more important to be good at your job, right?
It's more important to be good, but you can do both, like Magic Johnson. He was liked and very good.
Yeah.
He was tough, but
around
he was liked.
Here, you need to, I mean, you've got to do both.
Right.
You've got to be liked. Otherwise,
do you think you're liked?
I
know you're good at your job, no question about it, but do you think
Michael,
Steve Mason's is liked?
I think I'm feared.
I like that. There you go. That's right. Exactly. It's best to be feared and respected.
Best to be
feared and respected than liked.
Lindsay, what do you think?
I think you have to be liked. Like, being liked and likable, I think it tends to be more important than your skill set, because how do people advance in interviews? You know what I mean? What if you're between you and somebody else, and they may be a little bit more qualified than you, but you just win over the room because
like
you're likable.
Yeah.
You know, this all played out in that dynasty thing on Apple about the Patriots. So nobody liked Belichick. You'll see why if you watch it. He was just a complete a-hole. But he was so good at his job that Robert Kraft picked Belichick over Brady, which looking back was a huge mistake.
Right, right.
But applying your question to it, Lindsay, Belichick was so good at his job that it didn't matter he wasn't liked. And then eventually Brady goes to Tampa, and everybody liked Brady.
Right.
You know, that I think
it was. Did Dr. Buss make that same decision between Shaq and Kobe when he had to choose?
Correct. Shaq was liked.
Yeah.
Kobe was feared.
Right.
And he said, Shaq, see ya. Kobe's too good at his job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that those are two examples that answer your question. Kobe MF'd everybody.
Yeah.
Shaq was the most popular guy on the team. But Dr. Buss looked at who's better at their job and said, Kobe's 6-7 years younger.
Right.
He's better at his job. I'm riding with Kobe. Bob Kraft. Belichick's an a-hole, but he wins. And he just held the Rams to 3 points in the Super Bowl. I can't fire Belichick. I gotta cut Brady.
Although everybody knows somebody at their job who's just liked by everybody, who isn't particularly good at their job, but everybody likes them, so he keeps going. Don't you know people like that?
I think so. Nowadays in 2024, I think that goes a really, really long way. Mm. And plus, like, you know, people adapt, and it's not like these skill sets aren't as important as they used to be. They figure, oh, you can figure it out. You'll learn on the job.
You know, it's interesting when Mace.
Yeah, who would that be around here? Yeah.
Well, Mace,
liked, but not that good.
Well, Mace, when you ask that question. There is, I got to tell this story in code.
Okay. Mace, you got
there
somebody.
Is someone that
Look
works.
At Mace. He's got somebody in mind.
No, there is, but Michael, I don't even know if you'll be able to figure this out from my description. There is somebody that works at the Laker games. Okay?
Okay.
Terrible at their job. Terrible. And I said to somebody the other day, somebody who is in the decision of whether or not to keep this person employed.
Right.
I said, why do you continue to employ this person? They are terrible at their job.
Well, yeah,
and the response, Lindsay, was, Too nice of a guy, can't fire
See,
him.
See, there you go.
See?
There you
it's
go.
True.
Yeah.
Yes,
I know
it's
what
true.
You mean.
Yeah. Who around here is, like, really nice but not good at their job?
Well, don't say not good at their job.
We cannot have that conversation.
Brian.
No.
No, Brian nails it every day.
I think those people around here tend to get weeded out. We've had some really nice people that have worked with us that just didn't make the cut. And when they get fired, you go, wow, I really
like them.
Yeah, I really like that guy.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I hate to do this because he's such a nice guy.
Right, but normally if they're not good,
have you ever had to fire somebody?
I don't think so. You did, right? You were in a position of hiring and firing.
Yeah, right, Lindsay.
Well, you got Lindsay transferred.
Yeah.
That wasn't a firing.
Yeah, it was a transfer. So
you traded her.
I traded her. When I was a program director, I had to fire people. It's such an awkward thing. I had to fire a friend. I had to fire my brother, who was working on my radio show. Travis
was working on my radio show. Was there a hangover after that?
No, because I said, look, I don't have any choice. They're making me fire you, so I have to fire you.
I was watching The Godfather the other night, and this comes up in The Godfather. In Godfather 2, when Robert De Niro is working at the butcher shop,
yep,
and the guy who's the evil Don who's running the town
right.
comes in and says, you need to hire my son.
Yep.
And the butcher goes to Vito and says, Vito, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I got to let you. And De Niro cuts him off and goes, you have to give him my job. Because Jay goes,
right.
You've been great to me. Don't even worry about it.
Wow. Yeah.
But, yeah, normally I think, going back to the original question, Lindsay, I think if you're bad at your job, that tends to get you fired more than being a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so a couple of, I guess it was last week, maybe week before, I got a text from Michael Thompson. And, Michael, do you remember what you texted me?
Were there several things misspelled?
Yes.
In the text,
yes.
Yeah. Let me ask
you a question. Yeah. It started out something like that. What did you text me, Michael?
I don't know. I sent you a text.
Just to you.
Just to me.
I sent you a text of a shirt I want you to get me. Did you get it?
Yeah. Now, why did you think that I would go out and buy a shirt for you? And why was I the person that you asked?
Because you always
I've already bought you a shirt. Why didn't you send it to me? I would have bought it for you.
He sent a link to this shopping site or whatever,
Gunsmoke,
where you could buy a shirt.
Well,
and
you do often reference his Gunsmoke obsession.
Yeah, you always make fun of me for watching those shows and being addicted to them.
I think he was sending it. Oh, he got it!
Oh, yes!
And I think you got a big enough size, too!
All right!
Wow!
Thank you, Mace. You are a nice guy, after all.
Of course! Yeah, right. Now you're going to pay me back, right?
Huh? Oh, jeez. Okay. You're like the late Doug Man.
you're Doug Man. You're coming for the pies.
Yeah, what's the shirt say?
Some of us grew up loving Gunsmoke. The cool ones still do.
There you go.
I like that, Mace. Thank
you're
you.
One of the I'll last few.
Wear this
few.
Proudly.
Yeah, excellent.
We've got an 11-day road trip coming up Monday. Michael, right. Bring it on the road trip.
I want to see
that.
We're
at the dinner at Soto in Toronto.
Yeah, is that fancy?
Oh, it's the nicest place in Toronto. And Tim Harris, our boss, is flying in and throwing us a big dinner in Toronto.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. All right, coming up next week, we're going to do the 2 o'clock call of the day. 877-710-ESPN. Now, you've heard all sorts of wild Shohei Ohtani, Ipe rumors. Maybe you've got your first chance to react here. Lakers, every game is critical. They're a half game up on Golden State. They're in the 9. Golden State is in the 10. Lakers at home to an Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers team tonight. Dodgers spring training coming to an end, and they open up next Thursday. Next Thursday at Dodger Stadium against the Cardinals, so it's coming fast.
That's their real opening day.
Regular season opener, yeah. So all that, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Plus, Pepe is going to be in here. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Okay, Mirror Audio Video just gave away a 75-inch TV on the Travis and Sliwa show. They've been serving L.A. sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? Isaac and Roy and the team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting-edge home automation from Crestron, Lutron, and Control 4. You want to have one-touch control over everything in your house? From your pool to your lights to your window shades, Mirror is the place. Better, faster Wi-Fi, gotta be Mirror. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call some big company, they throw you into phone jail? Not going to happen at Mirror. Try it right now. Call this number, 310-234-4010. When you call, Isaac or Roy picks up, and just like that, you're taken care of. So do like we do and call Mirror today. 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. That's Mirror Audio Video in Westwood.